Republicans, Biden must disclose how much taxpayers are paying for NGOs to fly illegal aliens into U.S. by John Binder on August 23, 2022. House Republicans are asking President Joe Biden to disclose how much American taxpayer money is being used to pay non-governmental organizations, NGOs, to fly border crossers and illegal aliens into the United States. In January, records from the Transportation Security Administration, TSA, revealed that the Biden administration has been flying border crossers and illegal aliens into the U.S. interior on domestic commercial flights, allowing them to use arrest warrants and deportation orders as legitimate forms of identification. From January 2021 to October 2021, Biden's Department of Homeland Security, DHS, flew nearly 45,000 border crossers and illegal aliens into the U.S. interior. Since Biden took office, TSA officials say almost 1,000 of those arrivals have used arrest warrants and deportation notices as forms of ID to board domestic commercial flights. Now, a group of House Republicans is demanding Biden's DHS disclose the number of border crossers and illegal aliens flown into the U.S. interior, the cost to taxpayers, and how much money NGOs have made in facilitating the operation. Given the fact that American citizens are constantly being reminded that their IDs will soon need to be real ID compliant to board an airplane, it is extremely troubling that TSA is allowing illegal aliens to use non-secure documents as IDs to board planes, the Republicans write. In January 2022, the Transportation Security Administration, TSA, confirmed to members of Congress that between January 1, 2021, and October 31, 2021, TSA allowed approximately 45,000 illegal aliens to board planes without presenting identification, ID, included on TSA's acceptable forms of ID list. Instead of providing acceptable forms of ID, these illegal aliens presented DHS-issued documents. Emphasis added. And last month, Acting Administrator David Pekusk testified that so far this calendar year TSA permitted under 1,000 individuals to travel with arrest warrants or deportation notices instead of approved forms of ID. This number seems extremely low given the fact that DHS has released nearly 500,000 illegal aliens into the United States so far this year. Emphasis added. The fact that U.S. taxpayer dollars are being used either directly or indirectly to pay for illegal aliens to be transported throughout the country is a slap in the face to all law-abiding, tax-paying Americans. Instead of using taxpayer funds to transport illegal aliens, DHS should be using those funds to acquire additional detention space so that it may detain the illegal aliens as required by the law. Emphasis added. Reps. Andy Biggs, R. Oz, Michael Cloud, RTX, Jody Ise, RGA, Tom McClintock, RCA, Bob Good, RVA, Paul Gosar, R. Oz, Diana Harshbarger, RTN, Marjorie Taylor Greene, RGA, Glenn Grothman, RY, Ralph Norman, RSC, Ron Estes, RKS, Louis Gohmert, RTX, Scott Perry, RPA, Lauren Boebert, RCO, Chip Roy, RTX, Bill Posey, RFL, Mary Miller, REL, Ken Buck, RCO, Jeff Duncan, RSC, Ben Klein, RVA, Debbie Lesko, ROZ, Mo Brooks, RL, Andy Harris, RMD, and Dan Bishop, RNC, signed the letter. In addition to flying border crossers and illegal aliens into American communities, House Republicans are warning that the Biden administration may start using Amtrak to facilitate his expansive catch-and-release operation. We are deeply concerned that Amtrak's resources will be used to transport these undocumented persons, the lawmakers wrote. From February 2021 to May 2022, more than a million border crossers and illegal aliens have been released into American communities by the Biden administration. Release figures for June and July have not yet been disclosed. Today, most Americans believe there is an invasion at the southern border, as nearly 4.9 million are estimated to have arrived at the nation's borders since Biden took office, with anywhere from 11 to 22 million illegal aliens already living in the U.S. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.